got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
All this week, we've been prepping you for a donut dash. The ultimate athletic competition, Tim. You made a bold claim last week on Thursday that if you saw a row of donuts, you could smash them into your gob real fast.
I was led to believe, well, my brain had convinced me that they opened a secondary stomach within me so I could eat more.
I think today we realized that that is garbage.
Daniel's Donuts got in touch with you and you were working with them, and essentially they were like, hey, you want donuts? We've got donuts.
What time is it? It's Daniel's Donuts time, Tim. Yeah. So we went out to Daniel's Donuts in Belmont this morning, and they helped us out, gave us a dozen to start with.
Yeah.
And what you're about to hear next is Tim's very, very, look, I would say heroic attempt, Tim.
Trying to eat as many donuts as I could in 9 minutes and 55 seconds. People have been calling this week to guess the number. They win a year's worth of Daniel's Donuts. Let's hear some audio. It's definitely a journey about my donut dash. All right, Jess, we're sat here down at Daniel's Donuts week leading up to this. It's the donut dash.
How are you feeling?
Nervous. I've done three nervous wees. This is like when I used to play footy. Before the game, I was like, I'm not nervous. And I'd wee three times and I've done it today.
Surprisingly, I'm not feeling nervous at all. I think you're going to absolutely smash it. Yeah. Waiting for my Nutella milkshake before we get started. Yep. We've got the first dozen in front of you with the option to bring out more.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Do you think you're going to be able to smash this box?
I think I can get through a box. So I know we've been tossing and turning all week on what donut I was going to be eating.
You changed your mind last minute.
Yep.
The day before.
Day before, and I've stuck with it. So original glazed jam filled, because I think the jam on the inside, we've said the word lubricant a lot this week on the show, I think that's going to be handy. And I think the original glaze compared to the strawberry, which I initially picked, I think it might nullify some of the flavours going
concentrate. You're eliminating the option of the M&M's going loose or the sprinkles going loose.
I'm not here to make a mess. I'm here to break records and change your life. Okay. And someone's going to win a year's worth of donuts if I eat the amount of donuts they've selected. So
let's find out who that is.
Let's do it.
Okay, we got the timer ready. 9 minutes, 55 seconds on the clock, starting now. Okay, Tim's taking his first bite. All right, two bites in, we've got some rogue jam happening.
Good stuff.
Now, remember what our competitive eater said?
Bite, bite, drink.
Bite, bite, drink. You're going to need to speed it up, Tim.
Okay, remember.
Okay, all right. Donut one is down. Time check. Oh, okay. Not even a minute in and we've already gone one donut. That's good. That's good, Tim.
It's harder to chew than I was assuming.
Okay, all right. We're slowing down a little bit. Second donut done. That's two donuts in and we've got 8 minutes left on the clock. All right, we're halfway through donut number three. Oh. Chew, Tim. Faster. Faster, buddy. Come on, you can do this. Less chewing, more swallowing.
Oh, damn. The further jam falls out.
All right, go. Shove the rest in.
No,
shove the rest in.
Shove the rest in. I'm doing my best here. Oh, no. I'm slowing down.
It's okay. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'm We're almost down.
The third one's nearly done. Shove that last bit in your gob. Come on. You can do this. Three donuts in. Three donuts. Well done. So we're a minute behind our goal, but that's fine. We've still got time. Are you crying?
It's a hard day's work.
You can do this. Shove it in. Shove it in. Don't think about it. Push through. Bite, bite.
Really?
Drink. Bite, bite, drink.
Really patronising. I know you're trying to help, but it's not. It's having an opposite effect.
Shove it in.
Oh, it's starting to become a not a pleasant time.
You can fit that whole bite into your mouth. I believe in you.
Oh, I need to slow down.
Don't slow down. You got to speed up, mate.
The jam is a good lubricant, but it's a very sweet lubricant.
Oh, right,
The lube is really giving me quite a big sugar high.
Jay Webby did warn us about this. Are you starting to get furry teeth?
Yeah, well, he's a competitive eater for a reason, and I should have listened. I don't
want to. We had people guessing 17 donuts.
Yeah, I could still get there. You just never know.
I'm so sorry. I knew that was coming. I'm really sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're a pure athlete. Get into it. Whoever selected six donuts.
I'm sorry again. I'm sorry. It's all happening now.
It's okay. The hare and the tortoise, Tim. You know what? The hare was fast, but he was a bastard. So the tortoise wins. Be the tortoise, Tim. Be the tortoise.
Shut up, man. The tortoise. That's hare. That tortoise. I'm trying not to spill on you. Oh, no.
Come on, Tim. A minute 30 left on the clock. You're going to need to shove the whole thing in your mouth to finish that fifth donut. Shove it in.
No, slow down, Tim.
Why are you slowing down?
Otherwise, I'll be showing out.
They're thicker than I imagined. Oh, Anita.
I feel like I'm letting so many people down.
Starting to cry.
Sorry.
38 seconds. Shove it in or it doesn't count. That was the smallest bite I've ever seen. What are you, a mouse? Shove it in your gob. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. 5 donuts, Timmy. Chew it in or it doesn't count.
It both.
Swallow it down. Shove your mouth. Okay, so 5 donuts eaten.
Yeah, I did it. I'm a good boy.
Well done, Tim.
Thank you. Can I ask? Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. It's even worse reliving it.
Just a few hours ago, I lost my mind.
5 donuts in, Tim. And you know what? There is exactly one person that guessed 5 donuts. Okay. And we, up next, are going to give them a call and let them know that not only have they disappointed you and everyone else, but they've won a year's worth of donuts.
Are we going to call all the other people I've let down? Because this could be a long afternoon.
Tim's Donut Dash.
Stop.
What's the time? Daniel's Donuts time.
No, they're actually my donuts.
On K-Rock 955.
Well, Tim, if you've just joined us, you've missed the live reenactment everything that went down earlier today with your Donut Dash. How many donuts did you get?
5.
Yes. And someone guessed 5. Someone was conservative enough to have no faith in you, Tim.
Thank you. So Daniel's Donuts has been absolute superstars this week. I still have a lot of love for them today, Jess, even though earlier this afternoon I was a hurting.
Yeah. Are you still hurting? How's your tum?
Defend me. Already a lot of hate online. They were big donuts.
They are big donuts.
You can check out the video on our socials at K-Rock Geelong still. We just played out the audio of me eating the 5. And you're right, Jess. Someone did guess 5. What was the lowest guess? Can you remind us? And what was the highest guess of people throughout the week?
The lowest guess that we had was Ross from St. Albans Park. He said 3. and the highest guess was Nicole from Mount Dunedin. She had a lot of faith in you, Tim. 17.
That is a lot of faith. Yeah. But it wasn't 3.
Plenty of guesses in between as
it
well.
It wasn't 17. And only one person could be assigned to each number. We do have that person, as you said, Jess, who guessed 5. So what we're going to do is we're going to put their phone number into our system here, call them live on the air, and let them know they have won a year's worth of donuts to Daniel's Donuts. It's Daniel's Donuts time.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello, is that Beverly?
Yes.
Beverly, it's Tim and Jess from K-Rock. Now, I don't know if you remember, Beverly, but you called up earlier this week for my Donut Dash. Do you remember that?
And I picked number 5.
You sure did, Beverly. Guess how many donuts Tim ate today, Beverly?
Did he do 5?
He did 5!
I did. I'm a very full boy, Beverly. I'm full of jam.
I feel sick.
Beverly knew. She knew that those donuts were too big for you, Tim.
Beverly, it was almost 4. I'll be honest. I had to shove it in at the last minute.
Oh.
I got in. Jess, even the audio just before, a grown adult asking another grown adult to check their mouth happened live. And you have won a year's worth of donuts to Daniel's Donuts, Beverly.
Get out. Are you serious?
Yep.
My God.
Beverly.
Are you going to share them with anyone, Bev, or are you just going to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Smart. Well, Beverly...
I've eaten 365.
Beverly, congratulations. It's Daniel's Donuts time, Jess, but it's also Beverly's time.
Yes.
To get all those donuts.
Wow.
Congratulations, Beverly, from Leopold.
Thank you so much.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Some of the funnest boys in music, Jess, a Peking duck, and we're lucky enough to be joined by Ruben, 50% of the duck, on the show now. Hello, Ruben.
G'day. You're getting half of Peking duck, not the whole thing, but maybe I'll suffice. I'll try my best.
The wing or the leg of the duck? Which end are you?
At least the beak.
Now, Ruben, you and Adam are coming to Torquay, to the Torquay Hotel March 12th. So keen. Loving your new single as well with Darren Hayes. I've got a snippet of it here. It's called I Want You. Now, the iconic line from the Savage Garden song, I think we all, as children, learn when it wasn't a chicken cherry cola was devastating. What was it like working with Darren and getting the track all sorted?
Oh, my God. It was so, so surreal. It was actually the first CD I ever bought was I Want You, and with my own pocket money. I was 6 years old, and from all the rage and TV hits that I'd been watching, I Want You was the song that I wanted to spend my first $5 or whatever it was on. And we got to hang out with Darren, had the best time, re-recorded all his vocals. He's kind of like the coolest mother I've ever spoken to. Sorry to swear. I didn't mean to do that.
No, that's okay.
We're all very jealous you got to hang out with him as well.
Honestly, one of the biggest moments in my musical career as far as studio sessions goes.
I feel like the nostalgia these songs provide at the moment is just makes the songs that much better, because we remember the original. It wasn't, you know, I was going to say it wasn't too long ago. It was like 20 years
1996.
Ago. 1996.
There hasn't been enough, you know, revamps of Aussie songs doing Savage Garden. It just felt so right. And it's also kind of, without us having turned it into a kind of dance song, it was already the horniest song in the world, and 2023 is the year of horny. And so we really wanted to accentuate the horniness of the song. Just did our best to make it feel like an absolute sweaty shirtless party.
Now, Ruben, yourself and Adam have purchased, this isn't new news, but your bar Talk To Me in Melbourne. It's going well. You also did a deal with like KFC last year. Jess and I are trying to figure out if we could become kind of your investor advisors. We have an idea that we think that you guys could get
like
on board
this.
With
yes.
If you're up for making a bit of money and eating good food.
Be my chat GTP right now and be my financial advisor. I'm very into this.
We have had an obsession this week with donuts. I'm not sure if you've seen, Tim has been doing a donut challenge.
Yep.
He completed it this morning. He tried to eat as many donuts as he could in 9 minutes and 55 seconds.
Now, if you were going to invest and create your own donut store, maybe Peking Nuts, what would be your feature donut that you and Adam will put together? That's what we want to know, because then I would go, all right, would I pick the Peking Nut donut as the one that I'm going to use in future challenges?
Well, I'm getting a lot of financial advice, which is a little bit demanding from your end, I must say. I'm getting asked creative as well. Let it slide. Okay, the donut would have to be super, super fresh. I feel like that's like what makes a donut. So I reckon it's a model that will work now that I've reverse role and becoming your financial advisor.
Yeah, actually,
sure. What we're asking is, can we put your name to a donut?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You want to use our brand for your financial gain? Yes.
It gets better.
Sure.
It gets better.
It keeps getting better. Let's do that.
All right.
Lock it in. We'll deal with the consequences later.
Excellent. We'll talk the financials a little bit later.
It was actually a game within a game, Ruben. We were trying to make you to make the worst financial decision ever for Peking Duck, and you've absolutely done that. But we're so keen to see you at the Torquay Hotel March 12th. You can still get tickets. Ruben, so keen to see you. Thank you very much from Peking Duck.
I can't wait. Thank you, guys. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I've been accused by my beautiful pregnant wife that something I would like to purchase or like to obtain here at work,
sure,
I'm too young for. Essentially insinuating that I'm old.
Before you even get to what you've said, I'm on your wife's side.
Yeah. And you're right. You might be thinking, wow, going against his pregnant wife.
Yeah, brave.
Choice to take. Brave. But, you know, just because she's expecting a firstborn child doesn't mean she's fair game. So I was talking to her the other day because I was like, oh, I'm just at work before the show starts. I'm just sitting at my desk and my back's getting a bit sore. I think I'm going to ask if I can get a standing desk.
Right. Yep.
And she went, oh, old man, you need a standing desk. Oh, you need a standing
can
desk.
Can I say, very rich coming from you. I have only got history of you making fun of other people for their standing desks.
No, no, no. The thing is, my wife has a standing desk, but it's cool for her.
Okay.
Because it's like part of, like it can be a low desk or a high desk. And I just want the one that pops on top of the desk I currently have. So I can feel, I can have a stand. I like to stand.
Good again, for lower an back. Old colleague of ours once put that stand on his desk and you made very much fun of him.
Ro was a silly goose. And I stand by it. And Ro, if you're listening, you are still a silly goose. But I don't think lower back support is uncool, Jess. I think it's very hip. I think it's flat out badass.
Good for your hips.
Yeah. Look, I've been standing for the last 20 minutes.
All right.
Hip flexors feeling fine.
Great.
5223295. Are standing desks an old person thing?
I think it's the opposite. I think standing desks are young people things.
Oh, you think like what? Like sitting crunched over in a corner in a cubicle?
That's for the oldies.
Very boomerish.
That's what the boomers love, to sit at a desk.
I don't know if they do. they're
not going to be standing up.
Because aren't you worried about? I don't know if it's just me, but aren't we all worried about our postures and like looking like those?
You know what you should get? You should get one of those exercise balls instead of your office chair. That'll give you good posture.
I'll do a trial a week. I'll do 1 week of exercise ball. Jess, what are we doing?
I'd love
on
to
the
get
show?
An exercise ball in the office.
You'd bounce off. Let's be real. Your center of gravity is in your toes. You would tip over immediately.
How dare you?
5223295. Is it an old person thing to want a standing desk? I need cool young people that love lower back support to call up and say, you know what? No. If you work for WorkSafe, that'd be ideal.
Sure, yeah.
Because obviously, like legally, you have to say, I need a standing desk. And if I ask our boss, she has to say yes. That's the kick. Give us a call. Now, we've had Joel from Bell Park give us a call on 5223295. Joel, do you think a standing desk is more suited for an old person or a younger person?
Well, I'm 35, so I can go in both categories, I guess. But but I've got a standing desk. But
okay.
I also, anytime I'm not at work or playing sports, I'm at the computer. So, I've got one of the standing desks. But in saying that also, I've got one of those ergonomic chairs as well. So,
oh, wow, Joel. Now, so whether you're standing or sitting, Joel, taking care of yourself.
I'd like to know, now this might not be a sexy, cool radio conversation, but Jess, feel free to tell me this is not. What can you describe what an ergonomic chair is to me, Joel? And for maybe if people listening don't know what it is?
Obviously, it's instead of like, just your normal stand-up, cheap, office work sort of like chair, you pay a bit of extra money for it, and what it does, instead of like a flat back, it sculpts like sort of the way the curvature of your spine goes.
Nice.
So they're a bit on the pricey side, but they're well worth it because, you know what they say, you've only got one back, so.
My lower back tattoo. Joel, if I ask my boss for an ergonomic chair as well as a standing desk, do you think they have to say yes?
I think they're entitled. It'd be the same as going to a warehouse, and if they ask you to wear fluoro colours because of safety, it'd come under the same sort of thing with WorkSafe, wouldn't it?
It is unsafe that I don't have a standing desk and an ergonomic chair. Jess, I think you're looking pretty unsafe right now.
I think I need that exercise ball.
You want an exercise ball? Joel, I think if people are listening, you have just caused an overflow of Office Works orders coming through in the next 24 to 48 hours. We appreciate the advice. I finally have learned what an ergonomic chair is. Personal goal for me and obviously everyone else listening, just getting informed off to the side as well. So all winning there.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, there is a little hobby that you've started taking up. A couple of people in the office do this little hobby, I guess, as well. Some might even call themselves professionals at it. I'm here to tell you, we all need to stop. We ought to stop doing it right now. Don't do it.
Now, you don't do it is, I was going to say unofficially your life motto. You have a shirt that literally says, just don't do it. You live and breathe those words.
No, it's just do it later.
Oh, right. Sorry. Your ethos is so confusing. But what in particular, if myself, maybe someone's listening, what do we need to stop doing?
A plastic surgeon in the US has shared why running ages you faster than any other exercise. If you want to keep a young, youthful face, throw out those running shoes. You don't need them anymore. Right. Briskly walk everywhere.
Jess, if you don't want to run, you don't have to make up some BS stat about a doctor says don't do it. You just don't have to run, mate.
People who do long distance running age faster than those who don't. The phenomenon, phenomenon. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not helping.
The phenomenon is known as runner's face and is hotly debated in the running community.
I was a bit concerned. Then you said long distance and I got anti-relieved very quickly.
Well, essentially the whole thing is that apparently people who run for long distances, the gravity and the force in
their
the running,
face going,
it leaves your face really gaunt over time. And that combined with being in the sun for long periods of time, sweating off your SPF protection.
Yeah.
Leaves you looking a little mangled in your old age.
You know what, Jess, it's about time that we finally say the truth that all professional athletes are uggos.
That's why they hook up at the Olympics, because they're all hooking up with one another.
Yeah, uggos on uggos.
Mm.
Are you trying to feel, I don't know, are you trying to make yourself feel better at this? Like,
just stop running. If you want a young, youthful face, don't run.
Benny Rogers
is what I'm
from Workday's gearing up for a marathon.
I said to you before the end of that song, I was like, this is going to be devastating for Benny when he comes in. Have you been paying attention?
No, he's got a wife and kids. He's fine.
Oh, well,
he doesn't need it.
He's fine. Keep running.
He's also beautiful.
Run a far distance as you want, Benny. Just don't come cry to me when in a few years you've got runner's face.
I can almost guarantee no one will ever come running to you. Saying, oh, no, I've got runner's face, because we'll have all stopped running after what you've had to say, Jess, because we'll never run again. Thank you for the permission. Huge fan. Love your work. Keep it up, champion.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.